This is Louis Navalier. It's Wednesday, December 14th. Well, we have our FOMC statement, and guess what? It hardly changed from the November statement. So that's a little frustrating. The only good thing is the Fed did lower its economic growth outlook. So that's good. But then they have this thing called a dot plot that they release every other meeting. So the last one was back in September. And the dot plot surveys all the FOMC members. And it now says they're going to raise rates up to 5.1%. And back in September, they had 4.6%. So that's a little on the hawkish side. However, if you look at the range of estimates on the dot plot, they're about 70 basis points apart. So that means they're not agreeing on what they should do. So that's good, okay? So Jerome Powell's going to be speaking here soon, and I'm recording this podcast before his talk. But I do want you to know that Jerome Powell likes a consensus, okay? He wants unanimous verdicts. He doesn't like, you know, people splitting off and disagreeing with him. So he's a consensus builder, and now that there's dissension on the Fed, that's good. So that means they may very, very well be at or near being done raising interest rates. Now, I am much more optimistic than them. Obviously, I don't think they should be so dramatically above the 10-year bond yield. Bond yields are backing back up a little today after the FOMC statement, especially the two-year note yield. But as far as I'm concerned, because we have a manufacturing recession based on the ISM manufacturing report after 30 months of expansion, there's some just softness out there, I personally think they're at or near the end here. We'll see what Jerome Powell says. They like to do double speak. So again, the dovish thing is they lower their economic outlook. The hawkish thing is they raise their dot plot. That's the conundrum we're in. Now Jerome Powell's about to speak, and he can only screw it up, which he's famous for. But, you know, the bottom line is the Fed is at or near the end. Okay, so by the way, the next Federal Open Market Committee meeting is February 1st. So the other thing that's going on is we did have an energy inventory report today, and crude oil inventories actually shot right back up after falling dramatically in recent weeks. And they shot up by 10.2 million barrels, and the analysts are expecting a 3.6 million barrel drop. So now, the Keystone Pipeline, which, you know, obviously was supposed to be expanded, but there's still a Keystone Pipeline. It's been shut off for maintenance. It transports 620 million barrels a day. It looks like the big jump in crude oil inventory was all due to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve release. We did get news that gasoline and distillate inventories are still rising. So that means you're going to have some relief at the prices of the pump because they've got to work off that excess inventory. Crude oil prices are very firm today. The most spectacular energy is in natural gas. So basically the energy markets are foreseeing a stronger demand in the spring. Obviously China's going to come back online. The new Republican Congress is going to basically harass the Biden administration if they continue releasing from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So I expect those releases to stop soon. I think energy's at or near the bottom here, and our energy bet's going to be well paid off. But the market is still in a bit of a washing machine, and it's very emotional. The rally we had on Tuesday was interesting because apparently there was a leak before the CPI announcement. So there's all this news that somebody leaked it because the futures markets shot up before the announcement. So that's unfortunate. So that's also interesting. And I know the SEC's busy with Sam Bankman-Fried and all that stuff right now, but they might want to, like, see who leaked the CPI news. So get used to the volatility, but I think overall we're fine. I think, you know, it's clearly inflation's cooling off. Clearly the Fed is doing what they said they would do, but they're slowing down their rate increases. Based on their dot plot, they probably got another one or two. I don't think they should at all because they're so far above market rates. So if we get some more weak economic news, they might change their mind. I like the dissension on the Fed. And they're starting to argue with each other now. And I think that's good because Jerome Powell doesn't like argument. He likes a consensus. But so that's kind of what's happening. But when we step back and look at what's happened since late October, the 10-year bond yield has fallen, you know, over 80 basis points. The 2-year note yield has fallen over 55 basis points this November. I know they've backed up here a bit, but folks, that's good. The Fed cannot fight market rates. Oh, and by the way, they're going to continue to unwind their balance sheets. They said they're going to do that too. They've been doing that for a while, so that's not a surprise. So don't worry. The Fed was not Santa Claus today, but we're going to have a good retail sales report tomorrow. It should be running a lot hotter than the inflation number, and that will get the market going, I think. And it's just time to enjoy the holidays and have a nice year-end rally. And then we start to, January off on a good note, and then we have very strong earnings second half of January, and then it gets bumpy again. So as far as I can see, I'm betting the next 6 weeks are going to be pretty good. So hang in there, everybody. I apologize. The Fed doesn't do everything I asked them to do. But, you know, it wasn't that bad. It's going to be blown out of proportion in a lot of the financial news media. But, again, it wasn't that bad. And I like the fact that market rates, although they're oscillating, they're still are down sharply since late October, early November. So that's it. Celine Avalier, hang in there, everybody. Take care.